गुरु तत्व Krishna tells Uddhava that Sri Guru is non-different from him. Acharyam mam vijaniyan navamanyeta karhi chit namartya buddhyasuyeta sarvadevam mayo guru. O Uddhava, know the Acharya to be as good as myself. He is my very swarup, my expansion. At no time should one, out of envy, neglect or disrespect the Guru as an ordinary mortal, nor should he be considered to have any faults, because the Guru is the sum total of all of the demigods. One must only accept a Guru who has fully realized both Shastra and Krishna. Tadvijnanartham sagurum eva bigachet samitpani shrotriyam brahmanishtham. To acquire transcendental knowledge of Sri Bhagavan, one must approach a guru who knows the real import of the Vedic Shastras and who has fully realized the supreme absolute truth, Sri Krishna. One should offer him the firewood of sublime faith for the performance of yajna, the yajna of service to Sri Hari, of assisting Sri Guru in the Sankirtan yajna, of turning the conditioned souls into lovers of God. If one knows Krishna, he should be accepted as Guru. Kiba vipra kibanyasi shudra kene noi ye Krishna tattva veta se guru hoy. Whether one is a Brahmin, a sannyasi, a shudra, or whatever, if he is fully conversant with Krishna tattva, he is eligible to become a guru. Mahaprabhu manifests in the form of both diksha and shiksha gurus. Vande gurun isha bhaktan isham isha vatarakan tat prakashanscha tach chakti krishna chaitanya sangyakam. I worship the supreme lord Sri Chaitanya, who appears in six features as the instructing and initiating gurus, the lord's devotees beginning with Srivas Thakur, his avatars such as Advaita Acharya, his prakash or full expansion Nityananda Prabhu, and his Shakti, Gadadhar Pandit. The Diksha Guru is Krishna Roop, the form of Krishna.
Guru Krishna Rupahana Shastrera Pramane Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Korena Bhaktagane.
According to Shastra, the Diksha Guru is Krishna Roop, the form of Krishna, because it is in the form of Guru that Krishna bestows his mercy on the devotees. The Shiksha Guru is Krishna Svarup, the personality of Krishna.
Shiksha Guru ke tajani Krishnera Svarup Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha Eduirup.
One should know the Shiksha Guru to be Krishna's personality, in the form of the Supersoul, the Guru in the heart or Chaitya Guru. Krishna gives encouragement, and as the topmost devotee, he gives association and instructions, Shiksha. The jiva cannot directly see the Supersoul, therefore Krishna manifests as Shiksha Guru.
Jive sakshat nahitate guru chaitya rupe shiksha guru hoy krishna mahanta swarupe.
Since a conditioned soul cannot directly experience the presence of the Supersoul chaitya guru, he appears before the jiva as the shiksha guru, the topmost pure devotee. Such an exalted devotee is none different from Krishna himself. The first and foremost of the 64 limbs of bhakti is to take shelter of Sri Guru.
Guru padashraya diksha gurur sevan sadharma shiksha pritcha sadhu marganugamana.
On the path of regulative devotional service, one must observe the following items. 1. One must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, accepting him as one's life and soul. 2. One must accept diksha, initiation, from him. 3. One must serve him faithfully. 4. One must receive shiksha, instructions on bhajan, from the guru, and make inquiries in order to learn about devotional service. 5. One must strictly follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, as well as follow the instructions of one's own guru. In this connection, Srila Gurudev has said, "To worship means to be under guidance. The first flower of puja is anugatya. One who does not worship or render service to Gurudev by body, mind and words, his service and worship of Krishna is useless. The connection will be cut off. No light will come through. Give up your independent mood. Do that service by which Gurudev is pleased. By pleasing Gurudev, Krishna will be worshipped. This is Guru Puja. Offering your heart to Gurudev is real Guru Puja." Sri Guru is the mercy manifestation of Sri Krishna in this world.
Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanaji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latabij.
According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate receives the mercy of both Sri Guru and Krishna, who plant the seed of the bhakti creeper in his heart. Krishna must be worshipped through Sri Guru. He gives himself only through Sri Guru.
Pratamam tu gurum pujyam tatascaivam amarchanam kuruvan siddhim avapnoti hyanyata nishphalam bhavet.
Sri Krishna says, "One must always worship one's guru first and only then worship me. If one follows this process properly, one will naturally attain all perfection. But if one neglects this process, everything will be fruitless." In this connection, Srila Gurudev says, "The first and foremost limb of bhakti is to serve Sri Guru and obey his orders." In the histories of Upamanyu and Aruni, and also in the history of Sudama and Krishna, we find miraculous results as the fruit of surrender to Sri Guru. There is no possibility of obtaining bhakti if we do not totally follow our Gurudev. One must be in anugatya. Bogus gurus are common, but a real guru is rare.
Guravo bahava santi shishya vitta paharaka durlabha sadgurur devi shishya shanta paharaka.
Lord Shiva told Parvati, "Many gurus take advantage of their disciples and plunder them. They exploit their disciples and use them to amass wealth, whereas a genuine guru, who can remove the material miseries of his disciples, is very rare." Who is ineligible to be guru?
Gurur nasasyat, svajano nasasyat, pita nasasyaj, janani nasasyat. Daivam na tatsyan na patishta sasyan namo chayedya samupeta mrityum.
That guru is not a guru. That father is not a father. That mother is not a mother. That demigod is not a demigod. And that relative is not a relative who cannot protect us from the clutches of death, who cannot bestow eternal life upon us, and who cannot protect us from the ignorance of Maya, which keeps us engrossed and bound in this material existence of birth and death. The Shastras enjoin to abandon a bogus guru.
Gurur apyavaliptasya karya karyam ajanatah putpata pratipannasya parityago vidhiyate.
It is one's duty to give up a guru who is attached to sense gratification rather than the practices of bhakti, who does not know what he should or should not do, and who deviates from the path of pure bhakti, either because of bad association or because he is opposed to pure devotees, to Vaishnavas. In this connection, Srila Jiva Goswami comments, a guru who is envious of pure devotees, who blasphemes them or behaves maliciously toward them, should certainly be abandoned, remembering the verse Gurur Apyavaliptasya. Such an envious guru lacks the mood and qualities of a Vaishnav guru. The Shastras enjoin that one should not accept initiation from a non-Vaishnava. Knowing these injunctions of the scriptures, a sincere devotee should abandon a false guru who is envious of the pure devotee. After leaving a false guru, if a devotee is without a spiritual guide, his only hope is to seek out a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava and serve him. By constantly rendering service to such a pure devotee, one will certainly attain the highest goal of life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur adds, however, it is not proper to give up a guru whose knowledge is meager if he is not inimical towards the Vaishnavas, not a Mayavadi, and not attached to sinful activity. In that case, one should still respect him as guru, and with his permission, one should go to another Vaishnava who is more advanced and serve that Vaishnava and take instructions from him.